For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock. Do the hammerlock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammerlock.
I do the hammerlock. Everybody's doing it. Oh, hi there. You've walked on in on me having a little sing of this jingle, but welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things Brian, your host, your pal, your wrestling art dude, and I'm here with a special edition of the show, I guess. It's a wrestling club edition of the show. So for those of you who might not be privy to such things, I run a little wrestling club where here in Brisbane at my favorite bar in the whole wide world, the Scratch Bar, where I get to play a whole bunch of weird and wonderful wrestling for people, for a combination of my very, very much appreciated loyal club members, some of which card carrying club members, shout out there, and also a bar full of a lot of time unwilling and people who have no idea what they're getting themselves in for. But I enjoy it. I love getting to put this playlist together for our round about monthly events. And we just had one. We just had this past Sunday evening. We had our latest event, and I really get a kick out of these things. So I recorded a little bit of audio at the event. Well, I didn't record it. The club member who is still maintaining perfect attendance, Joe, shout out Joe, actually recorded it for me, as well as took some beautiful pictures. Thank you, as always, Joe. So I try to make a little bit of a thing out of it with these podcasts. So we've got a little episode all about Wrestling Club, what I played on the night, some audio from the evening, I'm looking forward to getting into that. We'll run down the playlist, might even add in my intro speech from the night. We'll see how we go. Anyway, this is the part of the show where I normally say hello to you, ask you how you're going. Normally don't hear back, but then I tell you how I've been going. It's been a nice little week. I had the big wrestling club last week to prepare for, which I probably spent an inordinate amount of time putting that playlist together, to be honest. I am always one for talking about how much I love these wrestling rabbit holes. And then with these wrestling club nights, I generally try to, you know, play a certain kind of something and, you know, contrast it with a certain other kind of something. So I might have something specific that I'm going for, and I need that. There's just the exact perfect match to, you know, at least show my passion for it in a way that I feel like does it justice. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I think it's a fun thing. But yeah, like sometimes I I spend way too long doing the research on these ones. Anyway, it results in a fun night, and I really, really enjoy it. Some of those labors of love, you know, so I've been doing that. I've also been getting back into a little bit of commission work, so I'm lining up some stuff to get some exciting work done, actually. I'm very stoked to do this commission stuff. Just about ready to go on that, and of course also preparing for Mexico. Oh my gosh, so that's coming up in like less than a week, which is insane. My first ever time getting to go to Mexico, and Mexico has been such an important part of my wrestling fandom, and also part of my, my art, you know, really, which is my job and my life. So Mexico is a place that's very important to me. And I've never got to go before. I mean, I went to Tijuana. That was a weird and wonderful 24-hour period on one of the PWG Battle of Los Angeles weekends in between shows. I am so excited to actually go to Mexico proper, to go to Mexico City. I'm going to go to Oaxaca, I'm going to go to Merida, and Puebla as well. So I'm very excited about all the things. I'm going to try to catch as much Lucha Libre as possible, as I possibly can when I'm there. There's even, of all things, looking to be what I believe to be possibly Hijo del Santo's last ever mask apuestas match, where he seems to be putting his mask on the line against the mask of Fuerza Guerrera. Rumored to also be a match including LA Park. I don't know. Who knows whether this will even end up being a mask match. They're sort of advertising it as such. But yeah, I'm looking forward to catching that one while I'm there. I'm overall just very excited for the trip. Trying to line up like some art workshop kind of stuff that I can do when I'm over there as well. And also hopefully get to meet up with some of my pals that I've met doing this podcast in Mexico, and you know, have some cervezas, maybe some tequila together. I'm very excited. So that's coming up. I always get a little bit nervous when it comes to that, pre-holiday sort of time where you're always like thinking of packing those bags, worrying about forgetting stuff. Inevitably still forgetting stuff, just hoping that you got the important stuff to make it happen. I've also been like a bit fretting over like my leaving my little somewhat problematic rescue dog Ziggy here with my sister and husband-in-law, who are gonna have to look after this dog, who sometimes can be a handful. But I love him very, very dearly, so that's hopefully going to be okay. Thank you, Laura and Dave, for your, hard work there. But yeah, man, in terms of art stuff, it's one of those things where I really want to sort of jam in and get as much done as I possibly can before I leave. Obviously, I want to continue doing the things when I'm over there as much as I can. You know, still getting these match of the weeks up as best I can throughout my travels. I've got a match of the week that I'm going to be doing this afternoon after this episode is posted, which I won't spoil, but it's a match that I love, shockingly. It might be wrestling club related, you'll have to see. But, it's been a bit of a hectic week that in some ways I'm like, what do I have to show for it, you know? But I think a lot of the stuff when it comes to commission work, at least, is there is a lot involved before you get to the actual making art part oftentimes. So that's a thing. Other exciting things that almost eluded me, as you will hear, as we get on to the wrestling club. I am putting out, this is the first news here, groundbreaking news, new t-shirt. It's been a little hot minute, but I've had some requests, over the time that I've been doing it for an official wrestling club t-shirt. So I'm very enthused to be able to put this out into the world. I had a hard time picking colours. You know, sometimes the colour palette and those kind of choices can really just bog you down. especially with someone who has such a difficult time making up their mind as I do. But I think it's come out real fun. I posted a nice little teaser graphic up on the wall of Scratch as we led into our night of wrestling insanity. It honestly warmed my heart how many people, at wrestling club, supported this and bought, the shirt, indulged my silly ideas. Always appreciate it. Don't want to say specifics, but especially one member, you very, very generous. You know who I'm talking to there. I like this. I like putting out shirts. I'm a t-shirt guy. I really pride myself on collecting cool t-shirts, especially cool wrestling t-shirts. I feel like there's nothing better than the feeling of being in the wild and someone noticing your shirt in some way and be like, hey man, cool shirt. So hopefully I can give that to people a little bit, give that back. So we've got the Wrestling Club with Chris Things t-shirt. I also finally got another newsletter up, a new edition of the newsletter, which I was originally starting out doing weekly. Then I went on to bi-weekly. Then it stretched out to become kind of a monthly thing, which I think is kind of like the natural way that these things go sometimes. is what it is. It's probably going to be another month till my next one, but whatever. Again, something that takes me a lot of time, but I enjoy doing. I hope, people out there dig it and you'll get something out of it, especially with those Wrestling Club playlist links. I'm so behind. That was the last one, was Wrestling Club 7 playlist, the one that came out earlier this week. If you do want that and you weren't signed up, flick me a message. I can always send you the playlist if you need. So I'll have to have a new one in hopefully not too distant future for the Wrestling Club playlist that I'm talking about on the show today. Hopefully I won't leave you hanging for too long. But christhings.com.au is the place to go to sign up to that newsletter, to see my art, to buy things, all the Match the Week illustrations, prints of my various original paintings and artworks, calendars. We've got a couple of my books, the Match of the Week Year 1, still a couple of those bad boys left. Like literally, I'm down to the last two. So if you would like one of those, please feel welcome, but no pressure. I'm looking forward to jumping into some Wrestling Club with you. I think it's time to do this. Let's jump over to Wrestling Club this past Sunday at the beautiful Scratch in scenic Milton, Queensland, on Park Road. Over to you guys at Wrestling Club 8.
My hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Right, it is time. Wrestling Club Part 8 is upon us. Woo! Coming along, I'm very enthused to see all of our familiar faces here, and some new faces as well.
No, that's unacceptable.
Yes, you are now.
Wow!
You should fire speeches.
Okay, so tonight I feel like this is the most batshit insane, contrasty kind of like set of Wrestling Club that we've had so far. I spent so much time last week researching all the things, watching so much wrestling, which was such a lovely process. I've got some stuff that I feel like might be awesome. There might be some stuff that's a bit challenging to watch as viewers.
You want to make that kid cry again.
I'm very excited to see what you guys think. We have some trivia to look forward to. Our halftime trivia is back. I think I've got a fun little gimmick for this one, so we'll get to that. Same deal where you get a free drink for winning the trivia.
Ooh.
We also have a little old t-shirt pre-orders that are...
that are up. We have the apricot, mint, and classic heather grey that is available for pre-order from today. We ordered today. I think they should be ready for collection for our next wrestling club. You can put those through. Same with all of the art and calendars and things. At any point, feel free to hit me up. I got my little pay square, but we are mainly here to consume some weird and wonderful wrestling, so let's all go on an adventure through time and space, through the weird craziness that is professional wrestling. Wrestling Club!
Woo! Oh yeah, check out these hot new WWF figures! Unleash the lightning power of the tornado! Power of the barber
and the firepower Sergeant Slaughter.
Perfectly ridiculous.
With Mr. Perfect, you can achieve perfection.
Wrong! Because these WWF figures have the power of Hulkamania, quickness, Coco Beware, pounding boards with a hammer. New WWF figures.
Perfect.
New WWF figures got the power. Power WWF. Figures sold separately. Perfect.
Perfect.
Delightful WWF Hasbro figures commercial from 1992 there. Thank you so much, Macho Man and Sergeant Slaughter and Mr. Perfect. So that's how we started off Wrestling Club. Then we jumped into some little bit different kind of stuff. So kicking it all off, I thought a match that I quite enjoyed and seemed to be a bit of a favorite on the night. 1993, New Japan Pro Wrestling at the Tokyo Dome for the IWGP Tag Team Championship. It was Hawk and Power Warrior, aka the Hellraisers, against Rick and Scott the Steiner Brothers in a epic match. I very much enjoyed that. I said on the night, I kind of felt like the definition of Rock'em Sock'em Robots in wrestling form. Following that, we went to delightful little Bam Bam Bigelow vignette, followed by a bit of a match from WWF Action Zone from January of 1995, involving Bam Bam Bigelow wrestling the 1-2-3 Kid. Super underrated match. I really enjoyed that one. We then jumped completely opposite into the, I think, 2005 in Germany. This was Super Dragon versus El Generico. In another match that I just absolutely adore. I'm a big time Super Dragon fan, and of course, you know, how can anyone hate on the generic luchador who does it all for those Tijuana orphans? Shout out to El Generico with the Tijuana orphanage as we speak. We then went to something completely different, to the start of an episode of All Japan Women's TV from October 20th, 1991. We got a delightful little weird musical number to start out the show, in addition to just the wonderful weird TV show, early 90s campy graphics of the time. And then our first match of the night from that ended up being a great little number between Debbie Malenko and Bull Nakano. Man, that is a heck of a match if you have not seen it before. We then changed it up and we jumped into an amazing Too Cold Scorpio music video from early 90s WCW. If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, please do yourself a favor and get stepping on that. We then got a great little odd promo between with Steve Austin and Colonel Robert Parker from the November 27th, 1993 edition of whatever WCW show was airing that. Just a really odd, wonderful promo. And then we get the match. It's took place on WCW Power Hour of December 11th, 1993, at center stage between Too Cold Scorpio and Stunning Steve Austin. Tremendous little TV match there. We then went into what I was saying was maybe the most challenging match of the evening. This one being a match that is super special for me, but I didn't know in any way whether it would work in a bar setting, you know, in front of this kind of like audience. That being a match from September 25th, 2006. It was my Osamu Nishimura tribute of the evening. Mr. Muga, Osamu Nishimura, wrestling his mentor in Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami. I'd say probably Fujinami's last truly great match. This took place at Korakuen Hall. It was a 2 out of 3 falls match. I adored this match. It really opened up my eyes to like that classical kind of style of wrestling, and the magic and wonder of what, you know, Nishimura and everything that Muga was. But yeah, I honestly don't know whether this worked on the night. One of the unfortunate things that happened was when I was playing that the audio got a little bit delayed, it's regrettable. It's regrettable, but it's an absolutely amazing match. I'd highly recommend everyone check it out for themselves. So we followed that up with, again, this getting to this crazy contrast, right? To Puerto Rico, 1998, WWC. We get this weird, amazing segment between Hercules Ayala, super underrated, amazing, like, big, beefy Puerto Rican heel, against the hero of Puerto Rico, Carlos Colon. So this was a segment where Carlos Colon was cutting a promo with Hugo Savanovich. And Hercules Ayala comes and attacks Hugo Savanovich, and to top it off, he chloroforms Carlos Colon. And then whilst Carlos Colon's lifeless body is on the floor, he goes on to cut his hair and to cut all of his clothes off in a really sort of disturbing a segment that went on way too long, but you know I played every second of it. And then the resulting match of that being a fire death match that followed this from 1998 between Carlos Colon and Hercules Ayala. That is just something you have to see to believe. The ropes were surrounded by fire. I'd say this is definitely the greatest fire death match I've ever seen. And then we're off to the races. We got, I played a WCW Bash and Brawlers commercial from the late 90s. I actually had one of those Bash and Brawlers that you squeeze and they like have these weird things that they say. I have one of those in my childhood. So good memories there. We then went on to Eddie Guerrero versus Silver King from February 7th, 1998. On WCW Saturday Night, I believe it was. A tremendous little match there. I just wish it went longer, to be honest. Man, Silver King, so underrated. No one is ever going to say Eddie Guerrero is underrated. I'd like to think everyone's favorite wrestler. We then got a Chef Boyardee commercial with Mankind from 1999. And shout out to Joe here, OG Wrestling Club member who brought this tremendous promo, Terry Funk promo, to my attention. This took place in the early 89 Florida territory where Terry Funk has a chainsaw and a mock Dusty Rhodes, and he does bad things to it. This promo is amazing. Again, I think you have to see it to believe it. But it went on to Terry denigrating Dusty's son, Dustin. And then we get a couple years later, Dustin Rhodes versus Terry Funk from WCW Pro, September 17th, 1994. It was officially the lead up to that year's incredible War Games match between Dusty and Dustin and the Nasty Boys and Colonel Robert Parker's stud stable, including Terry Funk. But this match in and of itself is just great. You really get all of just the wonderful, weird and wonderful Terryisms. Dustin looks fantastic. All about it. All about it. And then we finished it off with what could we have as our main event of the evening tonight? Well, I was stoked to finally play a match that I've been meaning to play at Wrestling Club for all of the previous ones. I was waiting until the time was right. Felt the time was right. Yep, we're getting IWA Mid-South 2005. The match between Necro Butcher and Samoa Joe. The ECW Arena. This match, again, if you know, you know. If you don't know... Oh my gosh, this was tremendous, and I think I just need to cut over to my immediate reaction from the night. let's go back to Wrestling Club. Here we go.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This reignited my love for this match. This is the first time I've actually watched it in quite a while, and I think I love it even more now. Somehow, I'm a dirty fiend of a person. But let's start over here, guys. I'm very intrigued. What was your favorite match of the evening?
Probably the Steiners versus. What, the not the Road Warriors, but
the Hellraisers.
Hellraisers.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, just hard-hitting, fun, good stuff.
I love that match. And it didn't necessarily give us, like, a decisive finish, but still, like, the amount of stuff in there that was, like, I feel like these guys really don't like one another was quite nice. Good stuff. Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, I did like the Steiners one, but I also like the Bull Nakano one. I think for the same reason, they were both really hard and fast and ferocious, just like really full on. I think those two were probably my favorites. Oh, yeah,
that makes me very happy to hear. I adored that. I thought, like, as a not the longest match,
yeah.
Like the Bull Nakano Debbie Malenko one. I think the runtime of it is like 6 or 7 minutes. But man, they made those minutes count.
Yeah, I
adored that. That really gave me a lot of respect for Debbie Malenko too, because like she looks like such a bad bitch against yeah. Bull Nakano, and like that's an accomplishment right there.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, what do we got?
I'm gonna go off brand and not choose a women's match tonight, and I'll go
historic.
I'll go. I'm actually going to go the Samoa Joe Necro Butcher one, only because it's a legendary match that I've never seen before.
Oh my gosh, this is the first time
I'd never seen it before, and I was shocked and appalled in the best way.
It's a great way to describe that match. It's like a dirty, guttural kind of like enjoyment.
I think also just because I'm inured to so much deathmatch violence at this point, so something to make me wince is. You've got to get an extra mile, so...
You're saying that, we're seeing a replay.
We're seeing a replay.
Exploder.
Yeah.
Disgusting exploder.
Incredible, and just amazing. So, yeah, I'll go with that one.
Excellent. Excellent choice. Bradley, what do we got?
I'm going to go with the Bam Bam versus 1-2-3 Kid match.
I was not expecting that one.
I enjoy a well-done squash match, and... That was what that was exactly. It's just got the fiery 1-2-3 Kid, but then Bam Bam just can and will overpower him whenever he gets the chance. I really enjoyed that.
Excellent take. I agree. I was saying to Joel, I remember, like, what I really loved about that match was that Bam Bam looks like an absolute monster, and 1-2-3 Kid just looks like the dude you want to cheer. It was, like, just perfect in every way for, again, like, not a very long match, but, like, a match that I feel like did its job in the best of ways.
Yeah, it reminded me of that AEW, the Roddy versus Darby match from, it was a few months ago now, where... Was it Darby or was it Orange Cassidy? I don't know. Roddy just crushed someone and back broke them to win the belt off them. But it was that sort of thing. It was like, doesn't matter that you're plucky and fiery. It's like, there is the bigger or more hard-hitting man there will eventually shut you down.
There is the reality of life that will teach you that you shouldn't believe in things, and that reality and life is a cruel mistress, and that's what happens.
That's a lesson we should all learn.
Sir, do you, first time I've seen you at Wrestling Club?
Yeah, I'm just ringing. I just thought it was interesting.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, but that's a bit too crazy for me, that lot.
A bit too much?
But the one I saw just before this, I don't know who it was, but it seemed much more, it was very professional, I thought, from what I saw of it.
What was that one?
Was it Terry Funk just before that?
Oh, the Terry Funk Dustin Rhodes match.
Yeah, I saw the last bit of it. That's why, I thought it was going to keep continuing, and then it went on to that other.
We took a bit of a change in trajectory. But yes, lovely. Thank you. We're happy to hear it. Mitchell, finishing out this evening, what do you think?
What's the question? What do I think?
Which favorite match?
Please. Both. Let's do what you thought and what your favorite thing was. Maybe what you thought was the most disgusting thing. I'm intrigued.
Chris, you are so lucky you put an Eddie Guerrero match on tonight, or you are going to hear so much criticism from me. Oh my God. No, Eddie match. Best match. Had made sense. I also liked the 1-2-3 Bam match because it had a job to do, and it did it, and it did it very well. And they both came out looking exactly how they had to look. But same with that Eddie match. And I don't know. I'm just a sucker for 90s and early 2000s Eddie and his ability to sneak really strong psychology into the tiniest things. So everything makes sense, and it's telling that clear story, no matter how simple or complicated the story is. So
that makes me very happy to hear, because that was the one match that was, I was like, this is leaning towards being a very long night, and I've chosen a lot of matches that go for quite a while. The one that I was almost going to cherry pick out was the Eddie Silver King match.
Oh my God, you would have ended our friendship. You made me sit through all those other matches and didn't give me a wrestling match with psychology in it. I would have lost my mind at you.
Well, I did, so there you go. Yeah. If I had to say my favorite watching this back, the dirty fiend in me cannot say anything other than the spectacle, the violent spectacle that was this Samoa Joe Necro Butcher match. We just got a replay of the exploder as I was saying that. My word, this may not be everyone's picture of professional wrestling, but I enjoy it. Thank you everyone for coming tonight. Wrestling Club!
Yay!
Woo!
Don't show it again.
Bang.
God, stop.
Like, it helps knowing, like, that they lived through that. That's like,
we know both of these men still are alive today, which you can say more than most of the matches for this evening.
What was the... I'm not going to remember the names. Ishimura?
Nishimura.
That was pretty... I liked their building towards their both got broken legs sort of gimmick they had going on.
It is my apology, I want to say, for everyone. I'm sorry that the sound clearly, like, got a bit delayed there as it went on. Right. Yeah. There was a part where I was going to try to, like, pause it to try to hopefully let it sync up, and then I was like, that's not going to happen. No. So sometimes you just have those things happen, but I still really adore that match, and it might be one of those things where it's like playing that kind of match on, like, a night like this at a bar, maybe not be, like, you know, the most logical thing to do, but there's still something that I really think is quite magical about that match. And that's what I meant about sort of like the contrasting nature of tonight, the idea of like being able to see like a really classical kind of like slow subtleties based match that is that Nishimura Fujinami match, and then following it up with like a fire death match and then ending it with like Neko Butcher and Samoa Joe. Like, to me, that's the magic of professional wrestling. It's the weird, you know, all of the things kind of nature of it. So I don't know. I was pretty happy with the lineup, but hopefully everyone else got something out of it too.
Oh yeah.
You need like a closing line so we know that.
Yeah, finished. We don't know how to end this.
Yeah.
It's the same way I do the podcast
we'll
every
just
week.
Just like cut to black halfway through a set.
I upon re-listening to that, I got such a kick out of the random old man that walked into the end of Wrestling Club, who Necro Butcher versus Samoa Joe was clearly not his cup of tea, but I'm happy that he enjoyed Dustin Rhodes versus Terry Funk. I think that is one of my all-time favourite things to have happened at a wrestling club. And for him to be able to be happy to be recorded for the podcast. Delightful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Mitchell, for your brutal honesty. Mitch actually reached out to me afterwards and he said, you don't have to include my really negative comments on your podcast. And I was like, no, of course I will. Of course I will. There's no way I'm not. Oh boy. Well, that was the latest edition of Wrestling Club. I am looking back at it now. I'm you know pretty happy with the general oddities that we played on this night. I had a great time. And yeah, I think the most important thing as I do more of these is again that sort of community element, and we're now at a stage where I feel like everyone feels a little bit more comfortable with one another. We all get to have some fun chats, some fun wrestling chats, and yeah, it's just a really nice time. So that was Wrestling Club number 8, everybody. I'd like to say a big thank you to you guys as well for listening through these ones. I hope you get something out of these episodes. I hope you get a little bit of enjoyment. Maybe this is get you watching some of said freak show matches. I don't know. If you feel like it, I would highly recommend a rewatch of Necro Butcher versus Samoa Joe at any time. I was also just really happy with how much it still, like, everyone likes something a little bit different on the night, and that makes me very, very happy. It feels like I'm doing my job. I'm offering, you know, a little bit of something different for everybody that's coming along. Yeah, I wasn't expecting Brad to say his favorite match of the night was Bam Bam Bigelow 1-2-3 Kid. That got me by surprise. That was a very good match. Anyway, I was meaning to say thank you to you guys for listening through this stuff, for supporting, for saying the nice things. For just listening to me ramble in your ear holes as often as you do. It doesn't go unnoticed and it is appreciated. Thank you very much. If you would like, you can keep up with all the things at Chris Things on the Instagram is a great place to do that. For anyone out there in the Brisbane area, that's also where I post all my announcements for in-person things, including whenever our next wrestling club is going to be when I get back from Mexico. You can also check out christhings.com.au. We've got an events page up there where I'll be posting all of those things. But as of now, I'm about getting ready for Mexico. I can't forget to also say a big old thank you to the great team at Social Suplex. Socialsuplex.com, the home of this wrestling podcast and a variety of other rad wrestling podcasts, from One Nation Radio to Keeping It Strong Style to the Imps WWE Adventure, the AEW Match Recommendation podcast, All Things Elite, the Trish and Sarah podcast, Tunnel Talk, all of the things. If there's something you want to listen to, that is involving wrestling that probably got you covered in some fashion. But thank you, Social Suplex, for keeping the lights on, allowing me to do this thing. And yeah, this is the part where I oftentimes don't really know how to end the show. But safe to say, I'm very excited about being in Mexico. I think I'll probably have to keep a little bit of a pause on new episodes of this podcast while I'm over there. I hope I'm not being too selfish here, but I want to just get the absolute most that I possibly can out of Mexico while I'm over there, so I don't want to be having to worry about recording podcasts. But rest assured, it'll be back when I'm back. And also, in the meantime, I will be making sure that Hell or High Water, I'll be posting something for a match of the weeks. End of every week, you got that Chris Things Match of the Week illustration to look forward to on that Instagram page, at Chris Things. And I'll be doing my darndest. I'll probably be spending very many late nights in the Airbnb, but I'm gonna do my darn best. That's all we can do.
Alright, well,
until after Mexico, hope you guys are doing well. Please, in the meantime, if you want to say hey, let me know what you're doing. I always love that. But it's been fun, guys. I'll catch you later. Bye.
I do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock. Everybody's doing it. Do the eye gouge. Yeah, do the eye gouge. Do the eye gouge, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the eye gouge. I do the eye gouge. Everybody's doing it. Okay, you turkey necks.
Talk about something that all of you people want to talk about out there. Let's increase your intelligence. I'm going to increase your vocabulary now by teaching you out there a new word. And do you know what that new word is? The new word is a dusty. And what is a dusty? A dusty is a 150-pound frame with 50 pounds of added fat, 50 pounds of added obesity, and 50 pounds of hot air. If you combine those all together, what do you have? You have a 300-pound blob. So, if you take that 300-pound blob and you... words is no.
Daddy! No, Daddy, no! Don't put me in the ring with Terry Funk! Daddy, please! Please, Daddy, don't do it to me, Daddy! I don't want to go! All you have to do is say no! No! No!
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.